It's 2021. People can acquire self-driving cars, eat burgers made out of plants, even fly to space in rocket ships if they have the money for it. So if you could do all this futuristic stuff today, the very least your phone could do is download entertainment in a flash. For that, you should get AT&T 5G. AT&T 5G is fast, reliable, secure, and nationwide. Want to make sure your phone service keeps up with what you need from it? Get AT&T 5G. It's not complicated. 5G requires compatible plan or device. 5G may not be available in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for details.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos? Nothing.
Christmas is for the kids.
That guy, the bitch, just got back. I didn't read his email because I don't like to read emails anymore. What'd he say? You guys, did anybody read that one?
I read it.
I didn't see it.
He responded to us.
He doesn't hate us, but just doesn't think it's a good idea.
Oh, really? He doesn't think this is a good idea?
You stupid son of a bitch!
Or nope. This.
Suck it, Jesus.
It's another guy that's pissed about that?
No, it's the same guy.
Oh.
It's the one guy.
Yeah.
And he was nice about it.
Nice beaver.
Not the first time he wasn't.
Nice beaver.
His first email was not funny. You're going to get fired.
Nice beaver. Yeah. Suck it, Jesus.
That's horrible.
I blame Craig for that one.
Now that Duke is on the table. You stupid son of a bitch.
I'm yelling at each other now. I like that bit.
We get all these kids together. They all just swear at each other.
Damn right.
Yeah, that's what was it, Jerry? That's what Jerry's worried about.
Everybody thinks that's funny.
We're raising a generation of kids that are just going to cuss at each other.
We raised kids, so
we'll cuss at people.
We know what we're doing.
Guess what? They swear.
we're pros at this.
How many f bombs a year come out of your kids at that game the other night?
Oh, my son. Yeah.
Well, I mean Nick's kids at the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, there weren't any. He wasn't swearing like that. I had to catch myself once because I was like, I hate the Broncos, and I'm yelling like I'm in front of the TV at the beginning. Like, oh, we're here. Yeah. I can't. Like, there's other people around. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, you don't want to be a jackass with a bunch of Chief fans. Just stand out.
No, we did. Those people were so drunk. We saw a lady. She was carrying like six beers, like cradling them, like a newborn.
Yeah.
And this guy turns the corner and sees her and goes, "Are you married?"
Okay, here's what Jerry says. Your new bit with the kids is beneath you.
No, it's not. No. Like the goats?
It's the cheap laugh at the expense of young kids who don't understand what they're saying. I couldn't give a damn if adults or even teens recorded stupid clips. Well, that wouldn't be funny now, would it?
No.
What's this guy's name again?
Jerry.
This is for you, Jerry.
You stupid son of a bitch!
You don't get the show. If you've been listening for this long, you don't get the show. We make fun of everything. Everything.
Everybody seems to have a line.
Yeah.
Their entire TV show called Kids Say the Darndest Things.
We just did a whole big rap about how the Catholic Church plays with kids.
But still, it's at the expense of the children.
I don't think that's apples and apples.
We do a whole thing about how people shouldn't be, institutions shouldn't be molesting kids. Major institutions, the Catholic Church. And he's not mad at that?
Oh, well.
He's not mad at that?
He may be.
Okay, well, show it then.
And kids think it's fun if they feel like they're getting away with something.
Yes.
They know they're not supposed to say that stuff, but if your parents like, hey, real quick.
And I'm guessing these kids have no idea what even a dildo is.
What's more fun than a bag of dildos? Nothing.
All right.
They might be wondering now.
Yeah.
Ask your mom.
Look at her. Just look at your mom's nightstand.
Well, I don't think this dude's listening very carefully if he thought that email was going to help.
No, I know. This man, to me, I read the first email. I think, oh, cool.
Yeah, that's the best way to get us to stop doing something.
Yeah.
Is to say, stop doing that. It bothers me.
The word beneath us is hilarious. Has he listened? All right. But thanks for listening, by the way. I appreciate that. You're losing that email battle 99-1, by the way. I mean, I got tons of people loving that bit. Like a lot. A lot. Especially this one, Craig.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, that's horrible. That's just not right.
Yeah, your dad would be proud of that one.
He would not.
Yeah.
He was horrified at the time.
He was always
probably still horrified. He remains horrified.
Well, because you said it back then.
That anyone would say it.
Set you down and talk to you about that one?
No.
About this
no,
one?
Suck
no,
it,
no,
Jesus.
No, that's horrible. He did not.
Because he knew that we just doubled down.
Yeah, he knew that you were vile heathen.
Well, good.
But he vile liked us. Heathen. He liked us.
He did.
He would just do that.
He did. He was actually a good Christian man. And in spite of your vile heathen attitude, he actually treated you with love and kindness and did actually care about you.
I cared about him, too. He's a good man. Raised a good boy. You have a brother somewhere?
No. Well, not alive.
They gave the wrong brother away. That's right. The other family did.
Yeah. Well, he raised a good daughter.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was on this date in 1926, the household refrigerator was patented.
Was it shot the next day by Todd's ancestors?
By yes. The Electrolux
old man,
servo.
Old man Brandt heard the noise and shot it.
Corporation.
You think that thing could take a bullet?
Said old man Brandt.
Before that, they used to shoot ice boxes.
Actually, you don't shoot anything, Todd, but that's fine.
What?
What year was that for the refrigerator?
36.
26.
26. Okay.
26?
Yeah.
Good invention.
Yeah.
It was just in time for Prohibition to be over.
Damn right.
Keep your beer cold.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm sure some people were against it.
Yeah.
I like the big block of ice. We just sat in there. They did do that. They
right.
Big
you're
going to
drive
ice.
The ice guy out of business.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy with the big tongs.
Yeah.
Pick up the big
thing
ice.
That's the ice guy.
The guy
yeah.
that makes the
do?
Big tongs.
Yeah, that's an old, yeah.
It's a job killer.
That's right.
The electric refrigerator.
Mansion would have liked it, that's for sure.
Right, because his family would have been in the ice chest business.
Right, because there's no way you're going to build factories and thousands of people will right. be building electric refrigerators. Nobody wants those. Yeah, sometimes when jobs go away, new ones take their place.
Right.
Sometimes.
A lot of times.
More than 981 players that had Bob Dole, they include but are not limited to Dave the Duck.
Not. Just saw him again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, good.
You and interact then, with him on a regular basis?
He was in, yeah, he's been shows? To a couple shows. Yeah, oh, he's just okay. an Erling.
Daycare Herpes gets a hit. As does Deadpool and in Deadwood. Dead better believe it, ass. Death Dealer gets a hit. As does Deb Fisher's red dildo.
What's well, more fun than a bag of Deb Fisher's yeah. dildos? Yeah.
Different bag of dildos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Perdaddy family checks
Which
in.
Which one?
A D.
Oh.
Getting a hit.
I dated a D back in the day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Demi, this has got to be something wrong with me saying Demi Lovato's arm.
I don't know what it is.
But it's probably something horrible, and I probably shouldn't say it.
Don't know what it is.
I don't know. Certainly not going to mention Derek Thomas here.
Oh,
sorry.
Certainly
Nate.
Not.
Yeah.
Derry, very heavy Bertation gets a hit.
Is the name just Derek Thomas?
No.
Okay.
There's a little
bit driving
more to
skills,
that.
Something like that.
There's a little bit more to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And Devious Cucumber getting a hit
I
as
like
well.
That name, yeah. What's more fun than a bag of Devious Cucumbers?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's beneath us.
Nobody had, or no one would accept. We do not accept animals in the Deadpool. Therefore,
no, I mentioned this
Medina
earlier.
Spirit would not have counted.
That doesn't look good for
the Kentucky Derby winner.
How old was
died
that
died of a heart attack. Well, but still young.
Probably two or three if it was just ran last year.
Well,
right?
That would make it three or four because the three-year-olds run the Kentucky Derby.
Okay, oh, I thought they were two. They're three, huh?
No, it could be two. You're right. I forget. I forget.
They pulled the win because of drug abuse and dies of a heart attack. So that's,
Yeah.
A little horsey cocaine.
Yeah, I figured he won the Derby. He was partying too much.
Yeah.
The colt had just completed 5 furlongs in his second workout since finishing second in the Breeders' Cup Classic a month ago.
Oh, so he's still racing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they maybe put him out to stud.
No. Well,
Five wins and 10 starts earned $3.5 million in those starts.
And made a fortune in the stud business.
Yeah.
How do you give a horse like, who blows into the horse mouth for the...
Another horse.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point, because your mouth ain't going to reach over a horse's mouth.
No, you got to get another horse to give that horse mouth to mouth.
Right. While you're pumping on the chest, maybe? Because I would think that another horse pumps on the chest with the hooves might just crush the other horse.
Maybe.
Ah, sorry.
The EMT horses come in with vests on and...
and just crush it. Oh, sorry.
They've got the paddles.
Yeah, it was just barely three when it won the Derby. Because it won the most recent Derby.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, and was born April 5th, 2018.
Mm-hmm. Those horses like that, it's got to be a decent life for them after they're done racing. Where they don't have to train anymore, then they just bang
like
all
gold,
the time.
Man, and they eat what they want, and they hang out. And
well, this one was still running.
Yeah, this one was still running.
Yeah, they were still racing this one. And it might be just another day at Santa Anita. 5 horses died today at the track. Another day.
Yeah, doesn't that happen a lot there?
It does.
That specific track.
Yeah.
Haven't they done pieces about that? Like, they lose a disproportionate amount of horses.
I think it happens elsewhere, too.
That one gets
the press.
There was
a real sports special about that some time ago.
Well, they go to, stud these horses out. Is there ever a time where the female's, not into it and it just doesn't, there's not compatible, it doesn't work, or is that just, the horse is just, like the bang.
Does it work there with goats? Are they ever not into it? Are they ever not into it?
I'm just guessing they don't care if the female's in the mood.
All I know is it has to be, for the real serious money, it has to be
live.
Live
interaction.
In person. They can't with a needle and right back here.
No, I'm wondering if the female horse is just like, that dude?
Yeah.
Nah.
No turkey basters. If you want to be a thoroughbred.
Right, right.
A thoroughbred. Right.
Yeah, like she... horse she blocked you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a big block.
Like, hey, I won the Derby.
You're not that cute.
You say horsey blocked you or horse she blocked you?
I meant the second one. Right, yeah.
The $2 Small Me Cafe is the answer to your day. The question is whether you go with a rich caramel frappe paired with a warm cinnamon roll, a sweet caramel macchiato paired with a blueberry muffin made with real blueberries, or a hot chocolate paired with a classic apple fritter. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Don't worry, there's never a wrong choice. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Story out of England, an exclusive poll for The Sun reveals that more than a third of singles over there.
Oh, surprise. It was a Bob Baffert horse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah.
He's an ass.
Yeah.
That's what you hear.
He's got to be a gigantic ass. None of us are in horse circles. We know that guy's an ass.
Exactly.
Well, just take one look at him.
All right.
He looks sleazy.
I think people in horse circles will tell you the same thing.
That sounds like an orgy. I was in a horse circle last night.
And I'm glad to see you.
It was not fun.
A little sore this
morning. It really hurt. It hurt on both ends, if you can imagine. Well, humans aren't supposed to be in horse circles. Yeah, tell me now. Tell me now.
I know that now.
Tell me now.
An exclusive poll for The Sun England.
I'm beneath that joke.
No, you're not.
Never have been.
Yeah. No, that joke's beneath me, I should say.
That's it. Yeah.
But it's not.
Nah. Especially not this time of year.
No. or in July. Go ahead, Craig.
An exclusive poll for The Sun in England reveals that more than a third of singles see little or no problem dating multiple people at once.
Until one of them says, is this exclusive? And you go, oh, I guess
now,
it is now.
Jesus.
Now it is.
Now we got to have a talk.
One in five, 20%, is at an open relationship where one or both partners have sex with other people as well. That's what they say anyway.
Yeah,
I'm curious how long those last, on average.
How long do you need them to last?
Your open relationship. I don't know. You'd probably like them to last forever.
Yeah, I guess you would.
If you have to, if you don't have the jealousy thing, because your wife's probably going to get laid more than you are.
Yeah.
On the side.
Not if you settle.
Like more than one.
Not if you settled? It just kind of flew under the radar right there.
Oh, you mean just bang anything that walks?
Right.
Not if you married to a homely chick? Is that what you're saying?
You settle so you could get laid more in the open relationship?
No, I think he meant, he would settle.
Not if she settles. That's what I meant to say.
Oh.
You just got to find someone who will settle. I guess you'll do.
There was a guy, I got to find it. Some guy follows on Twitter recently, and his profile on Twitter was that him and his wife are very sexual, and God, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, the profile was amazing. I don't make fun of the guy on the Twitter because he did follow us, but my wife and I are very sexual, he says, and basically I'm here for you ladies if you want. I'll be your boy toy on the side, this guy says.
Oh, so he's offering up a service.
But his profile picture is, I would say anywhere between 40 and 55, somewhere in there. I don't know. He's got his shirt open with his pants half buttoned, and behind him is this messed up looking bedroom.
Perfect.
I found it.
Yeah. What? Mm-hmm. Well, give me his profile without saying his name.
I'm going to read this in third person.
No, it doesn't matter. Read in first person. We don't stick the tape. You're the one in charge of that anyway.
He's a husband, but his wife and him have huge sexual appetites.
Right.
Let him be your toy, your experiment, or your handyman. He will please you.
Handyman?
You got to see the photo, though. The photo. That's a serious photo, dude. And I don't even care. It's creepy. To me, it's creepy.
Hey, but if it works for you.
If it's a work for anybody.
We think you would at least want the room clean.
No.
Does he have t-shirts strewn about?
You can't get over his shirt being open. I mean, it looks like a 1970s porn star standing there. Am I right, Puss?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But they followed us, so they're big listeners, and they're somewhere in Iowa, so you go see Nick eventually at some club.
And
where you at, Nick?
We'll be in Nebraska this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, I will be in Iowa soon. Highway 30 Tavern in Silver Creek, Nebraska Saturday. A couple of corporate shows.
Yeah, I just remembered that. That guy's into it. He's apparently, he likes to, his lady likes to share that guy, apparently.
He's part of the swinging lifestyle?
I don't know. That was his profile. I mean, it'd be like one of you guys, it'd be like one of us guys, because he's somewhere in our age groups, all of us here, somewhere in the middle, probably, standing in front of your bedroom with your pants unbuttoned and your shirt unbuttoned.
And your wife's taking the picture.
Trying to look sexy. Not even making fun.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I know.
And your wife
I cannot
says,
imagine.
No.
Right there. That's the look. Right.
That
right
sounds
there.
Just like my burner account. No, and like my wife wouldn't be able to stop laughing long enough to get like a steady picture of that.
People trying to be sexy, even Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly were mocking apparently they're in bed with Calvin Klein now.
Okay.
But they were mocking models trying to look sexy in Calvin Klein underwear.
Right, right.
And that got, put on the interwebs yesterday whatnot. But even that was funny.
Right.
They were uncomfortable trying to be that way.
This photo is not trying to be funny.
Yeah.
The guy's trying to pull some action for him and his lady and they're apparently swingers in Iowa.
I wonder if it works.
And they're big listeners, so
I'm,
you know.
I'm curious if it's working for them.
Power to you, man. I think it's great. Our next pub shot, all of us like that. Just all standing in front of a messed up looking bedroom with our shirts open and our pants half unbuttoned.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Gonna have to be like some.
When are we doing this?
If it's a faithful recreation of this photo, there's gonna have to be a lot of trimming done.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Oh you, yeah. You can see something sticking out right now.
Was it the president of Liberty University?
Liberty Bibbity.
That had his pants undone in the one shot.
Yeah. With the brown liquor,
kind of like that.
Oh yeah. I'll show you during the break. Push says it's
a recreation or the profile.
He'll show you the picture.
Now recreation.
Just stand up and show him.
The guy at Liberty had a chick next to him.
Yeah, wasn't he on a boat or something?
Oh, that dude. Yeah, that creep. Yeah, because this guy isn't pretending to be some religious dude. It's just some dude in Iowa that him and his wife.
Oh, not at all.
Like the bang, man.
Yeah, welcome to Dongtown. Yeah,
that's it. Which Nick will be appearing, by the way, in Dongtown. Yeah, he'll be at Susie's Bar and Grill in Dongtown, Iowa.
I thought that was the name of the bar. That was Dongtown.
This weekend, check it out. Puss knows nowhere in Iowa where it's at. Oh, he's from there, but he wouldn't know where Dongtown is. Oh, I know where Dongtown is. Yeah.
Spent many weekends in Dongtown.
That's what we call it. We go to Iowa, right, Craig?
Yes.
You better know where every tiny little burg and township in Pennsylvania is.
I'm better than you are.
Low bar. You don't know all of them.
I don't, but I know more than you do.
Again, we didn't get out and travel Iowa a lot.
In Iowa.
Where you were from, you could leave and go any of two directions and be in a major city.
Yeah, true.
There was reasons to go there.
Yeah, that's a good point. But still, you know.
There was no reason for me to explore Iowa.
The pet man didn't take you around?
Me to Dongtown. Yeah.
It's south.
Man, if we had a dollar for every time you said that.
Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, that's a lot more square mileage to cover.
Yeah.
No, city-wise, it's not. I mean, state-wise, but there's a lot more people there. So, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to brag about that. It's stupid. But Push doesn't know where he knows where his town is in Omaha, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's it.
That's about it.
All right.
Yeah, his lack of Iowa geography knowledge is just stunning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.